there are some broader questions arising from the current coronavirus outbreak. So let's go to a couple of them now. Questions like, what if we can't get cases of the Delta strain down to zero in the community, as we've done with less infectious outbreaks before? The current New South Wales situation is cause for some pessimism on that front. And then there's the question of whether we'll be living with snap lockdowns until the population is sufficiently vaccinated. Lexi Metherill has been taking a look.
Three states in lockdown. South Australia.
What's most important to me is that it's the Delta strain.
Victoria.
This Delta variant, leaving it with a handful of cases even, really does mean that you almost certainly will have a further outbreak.
And New South Wales.
This Delta strain of the virus makes you more likely to be transmissible or to be contagious or to spread it.
But there are growing warnings that stamping out Delta completely may not be possible. Here's virologist Greg Dorr on Monday's PM program.
We have a very large community outbreak. We've got a degree of restrictions in place and things seem to be stabilising. Whether we can get back down to zero community transmissions, I think we do have to be realistic. It may not be able to be achieved with the Delta strain. But I think we'll give it a good go.
And even in Victoria, which says it's the only jurisdiction in the world to have eradicated Delta, there are warnings. Its Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says the state could only do it last time because it emerged while it was already in lockdown.
There is no absolute guarantee that we can win against Delta variant. We have to give ourselves the absolute best chance. But we have to recognise just how profoundly challenging it is with this new variant.
The Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews, says it's not case numbers that will determine the lifting of lockdown, but how many days people have been infectious in the community and no mystery cases. In New South Wales, the Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, is targeting a low number of infectious cases in the community, but not zero.
That is the number which we need to get close to zero to be able to get out of the lockdown. And as we see, unfortunately, this number is stubborn and it won't go down.
But with Delta on the loose, is it possible to reopen with cases still active in the community?
We're only just over 10% vaccinated. If you let it go, it would explode without other kinds of restriction.
Dr. Jason Thompson is a senior research fellow at the University of Melbourne who's done modelling for the Victorian government.
Neither New South Wales nor Victoria will simply just, you know, come out of restrictions. There will be a gradual easing of restrictions. So if New South Wales gets close to zero and it's fairly confident that the cases are in one part of the city, then getting close to zero might be reasonable.
Computational epidemiologist Professor Mikhail Prokopenko from the University of Sydney has modelled that city's outbreak and says zero community transmission would be a big ask.
The time we spent outside of our households and the intensity of interactions has to be about one-tenth of what people usually spend outside of the households, combining all shopping and exercises and everything else. It's a very challenging target.
But while levels of vaccination remain so low, if Delta cases continue to linger or if there's another outbreak from hotel quarantine, then Dr. Thompson says the future may involve many snap lockdowns.
What policymakers might be thinking there is that it's better to have, let's say, 5-day lockdowns or 5-7-day lockdowns over the next 9 months than it would be to have one extended 6-month lockdown.
To avoid the devastation of further lockdowns, the business community is pinning its hopes on vaccination and more tailored restrictions. Jenny Lambert is the acting chief executive of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry.
Lockdowns are a dreadful outcome for the community at large as well as businesses specifically. It was meant to be an area of last resort. Obviously, what's happened is the Delta variant has said, well, the last resort has to come up pretty quickly. Hopefully that will change over time, depending on that level of vaccination. But, you know, the lockdowns, getting them done quickly, looking at them being very targeted, I think is very important as well.
Dr. Jason Thompson says while we get vaccination rates up, making sure hotel quarantine is completely sealed off is essential.
There's almost no level of effort that you could put into quote-unquote fixing hotel quarantine that would not be worth it.
Dr. Jason Thompson from the University of Melbourne, our reporter there, Lexi Metherill.